Big issues. Withdrawal from Paris Climate Pact. The heart of the issue, supporters of President Trump's decision to pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement say it lacked enforcement and would have been too costly for Americans. Critics say U.S. leadership and the health of the planet are at stake. In support, Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican, Oklahoma. Inhofe is the senior member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Oppose Senator Tom Carper, Democrat, Delaware. Carper is ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. In support, Senator Inhofe. President Barack Obama believed that the Paris Agreement on climate change he signed was a historic success, but in reality it was always doomed to fail. For the agreement to be legally binding, it must be ratified by the Senate with a 67-vote majority. Obama knew he would never be able to secure that kind of support, so he sidestepped this important constitutional check and vowed to implement the agreement unilaterally. But because it was not ratified, it lacked any means of direct enforcement. To get around this problem, Obama attempted to implement global warming regulations at the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, that have a price tag of nearly $300 billion. Congress worked to override these regulations by passing bills to block them, but Obama vetoed those. Fortunately, the Supreme Court agreed with Congress that these regulations are an overreach of power and blocked them from implementation. This doomed the Paris Agreement. One of the reasons the American people elected Donald Trump is because they were tired of the expensive regulations imposed by the Obama administration. Trump has already followed through on his promise to reduce regulations. To date, he has signed 14 laws that repeal Obama-era regulations and more than 30 executive orders to undo Obama's regulatory agenda. One executive order directs the EPA to fully unwind the Clean Power Plan, further dooming the Paris Agreement. Thankfully, the Obama era of overregulation is over, and because of this, the American people do not need to worry about the Paris Agreement or any other climate change regulations. Opposed, Senator Carper. An African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. The Paris Agreement, an historic pledge among nearly 200 countries to reduce emissions and limit global temperature rise, was developed in that spirit. The agreement acknowledged that together we are able to do more to protect our planet from climate change than any one country can do on its own. 195 signers have agreed to its principles. That's nearly the whole world. In fact, only two countries have not signed. Nicaragua is one. Notably, it declined because, as a developing nation already feeling the effects of climate change, it did not think the Paris Agreement goes far enough. The other country is Syria. That is not the company we should be keeping. In 2009, Manhattan businessman Donald Trump joined fellow CEOs to run an ad in the New York Times urging then-President Obama to lead the world by example ahead of the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen. Back then, Trump called on Obama to allow the United States to serve in modeling the change necessary to protect humanity and our planet. President Trump should heed businessman Trump's advice. When it comes to addressing climate change, the United States must be a leader, or else we will be left behind. When it comes to addressing global challenges, the United States does not sit back and wait for someone else to lead. We should take the lead in combating what is likely one of the greatest challenges we will face in our lifetimes. Our children, our grandchildren, and all those who inhabit this planet are counting on us. Contact your elected officials, the Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.